You're listening to SBS News.
For those at high risk who do get COVID-19, we now have a new Pfizer pill that greatly reduces the risk of hospitalization and death.
It was the first pill authorized in the United States to treat COVID-19 and has over 89% efficacy in combating the virus. But it came with a catch. Paxlovid, which is manufactured by Pfizer, debuted late last year, but since its approval, questions have been asked as to why it does take so long to make.
So the length of time it takes to make our Paxlovid is actually not unusual. It's actually quite a bit shorter than many of our products.
That's Pfizer's Chief Global Supply Officer, Mike McDermott. The drug manufacturer has just announced they are decreasing their production time from 9 to 7 months.
If we think about the process to make Paxlovid, end-to-end, it's had been almost a nine-month process. We've brought that down to about 7 months right now, which seems longer than the experience that we had and people know about the vaccine, which is very rapid production.
Pfizer has previously explained that Paxlovid is a complex drug, which involves chemical reactions that need time to develop. Professor Peter Collingyong is an infectious diseases physician and microbiologist at the Canberra Hospital. Speaking to SBS, he agreed that the timeframe isn't unusual, given the drug's convolution.
Well, I think it is a relatively complex new drug because it's similar to an anti-HIV drug called protease inhibitors. So it is more complex. But whenever you've got new drugs, it takes a while to get enough plants manufacturing at high levels and also having appropriate quality control to make sure the drugs are effective.
While the time frame to make the pill isn't unusual, some are wondering if supplies will actually improve. The US government distributes Paxlovid every other week. It recently bumped those delivery totals up to nearly 150,000. That's about half the deliveries made of molnupiravir, a less effective capsule treatment from Merck that US regulators say should be considered only if other options aren't available or appropriate. Professor Collingyong says that taking Pfizer's manufacturing capabilities into account, there will likely be an international shortage.
I presume Pfizer is just doing this themselves. I presume currently in factories they've got in the US. And in the US, for instance, there's a shortage of this drug. There's been relatively not that many doses given to the US government, who's contracted something like 20 million doses. And a lot of those doses aren't even going to arrive, you know, until maybe, you know, later this year. So it means internationally there will be a shortage unless Pfizer licenses other people to manufacture the drug, and then we have appropriate quality control to make sure the drugs are effective when they're made in all these different plants in places hopefully other than the US.
Paxlovid is reserved only for the highest risk patients in some American states or dispensed only at certain locations to manage supply. There are several other COVID-19 treatment options besides molnupiravir, which Dr. Raymond Reasonable of the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota says many doctors do use to supplement Paxlovid's scarcity.
The FDA guidance is kind of pretty broad and wide. And if you treat everybody that is within that guidance, the supply, of course, will be limited and probably unable to kind of keep up with the number of people that test positive.
An infectious diseases expert, Dr. Reasonable, warns that supply will have to be ramped up to help cope with future waves of COVID-19.
We are holding steady now just because the numbers are declining down. But if there's going to be a surge as high as Omicron, I think the supply will need to be ramped up.
But company leaders say they are now expanding production and expect big gains in the next several months. According to Mike McDermott, there is now enough Paxlovid available for high-risk patients who need it, not just in the United States, but internationally.
In the middle of this year, we expect to have 30 million patient packs completed, and by the end of the year, 120 million patient packs. So this is a huge expansion for us in terms of traditional small molecule tablet production, and we're very excited to have that many treatments to serve patients around the world.
If this is indeed the case, Professor Collingyong wants to know who Pfizer have licensed to achieve these targets.
this is a drug that looks very effective, but Pfizer are not going to be able to make enough themselves in their own factories to supply the US, yet alone the whole of the world. So what arrangements has Pfizer made to allow other companies to manufacture this drug at a reasonable price, at a reasonable licensing agreement? Because if Pfizer has monetary issues as their number one priority, there'll be a lot less of this drug available than if it was made more widely available and be able to manufactured more widely, including for resource poor countries. Because one of the biggest manufacturing places in the world is India. And so they have the capability of making these drugs and doing it under appropriate quality control. So we really need to ask Pfizer what licensing agreement are they allowing so that a large supply of this drug is available globally.
A possible game changer for the vulnerable and hopefully steps ahead of the next wave. Tina Quinn, SBS News.